Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I want. the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I further bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is our divine reminder, and I greet all of you, the listening audience, those of you who have joined us online, as well as those of you who have called in, and my distinguished panelists, and I greet in words of peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Thank you. And listen, panelists, if any of you are speaking on speakerphone or if you happen to have your computers on, please mute them because we are getting feedback on the line from somewhere, and I don't want to mute you out. So please mute your computers, or if you're on speakerphone, please come off of speakerphone. Okay, well, here we are. After the verdict, of course, we are referring to the Trayvon Martin case, and I have to be honest with my listening audience, this is certainly a show on your behalf, all of you who sent me requests and demands that I address this very sensitive and emotional topic, and I'm really out of sorts with this because I have some mixed emotions about it. So what I did is that I, of course, turned to my faithful and beloved brothers in the brotherhood, and I asked them to come on here and just share their expertise in comforting or guiding or giving some kind of direction to how we are to respond to such an outrage and an enrage about such verdicts. Personally, we've been dealing with this type of injustice for a very, very, very long time, and I'm not quite sure why everyone is taken by surprise, even though I understand your rage. So before we move on further, I'd like to present and introduce the panelists, of course. And, of course, we want to start with Student Minister Tony Muhammad, our Western Regional Representative for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. As-salamu alaykum, sir. How are you?
Wa alaykum salam. And Ramadan Mubarak, yes,
sir. Ramadan Kareem, sir, thank you.
I'm doing wonderful. I'm thanking Allah for life and thanking Allah that I'm able to be of some help and assistance to God's man on earth today. That man for me is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I'm very, very excited and humble to be on your show talking to your listening audience, hoping that we can give some guidance in this time of darkness, particularly during the timely subject that our leader has embarked on called the time and what must be done.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Brother Tony, for coming to my rescue once again. And, of course, next I'm going to bring front and center a man who needs no introduction. It's my big brother who is always by my side and who's always so supportive and so willing. And he's also the host of Put On New Man, our live study group here on Fridays, Student Minister James Muhammad from Tampa, Florida. As-salamu alaykum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, Queen Aziza, and of course Ramadan Mubarak.
And Ramadan Kareem.
On the outstart, I must invoke the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, and ask Him that He would guide me with words, guide the meditations of my heart and my emotions, and by His grace, I, like the burning bush recorded in the history of Moses, will be burning but not burnt up, because I'm burning up at this time, dear sister, and my heart is yearning to express this as a result of that which we've already anticipated happening. By the grace of Allah, as our senior minister and mentor and brother, friend, student minister Tony Muhammad has shared in his appeal, I echo that appeal that Allah will bless us to share words of guidance from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and words of consolation and perhaps comfort from the Spirit of Almighty God, Allah. As-salamu alaykum, dear sister.
Wa alaykum salam, and thank you so much. Once again, I can't thank Allah enough for you, and I can't thank you enough for being here for me once again. And it is also my pleasure and my privilege to bring to you two brothers who have never been with us before. I think one has called in and we've heard him once, but Brother Greg, I think it's G2 Gibson, come down front and center. So introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Wa assalamu alaikum, Sister Aziza.
Wa alaikum salam, dear brother.
Wa alaikum salam.
Say Ramadan Mubarak to all my Muslim family.
Ramadan
Kareem.
I'm Brother Greg G2 Gibson, the national chairman of the Black Panther Party Power Movement, which is we are considered the child prodigies of the original Black Panther Party members, that being the Honorable Dr. Bobby Seale, the Honorable Huey P. Newton, may he rest in heaven, Elaine Brown, Erica Huggins, Kathleen Cleaver, and so many more. We follow up under the auspices and the understanding of the original 10-point program. And we've been in foundation since September the 9th of 2007. So we have a 6-year anniversary coming up this year. And we're going to celebrate that by participating in this year's Million Youth March, 15th anniversary of the Million Youth March in Harlem, New York.
Yes,
in regards to everything that's going on after the verdict of the George Zimmerman trial, we went out into the community in unity with the brothers of the Fruit of Islam here in the local chapter of the Muhammad's Mosque number 43 in Columbus, Ohio, where our national headquarters is located and where I've been born and raised. We went out into the community, myself and about two other members of my national central committee, there being Brother Yusuf Ben Amin, who is my National Chief of Staff for the Black Panther Party Power Movement, and Brother Ronald Lee Wilcox, who is my National Minister of Defense for the Black Panther Party Power Movement. We went out with Minister Donnell Muhammad and about 12 to 14 other brothers from the Fruit of Islam, being led by Brother Robert Muhammad, who is the captain here at the FOI in Columbus, Ohio, out into the community near east side of Columbus, just basically getting an understanding of the reactions and some sentiments from the brothers and sisters. And then from there, we developed an action plan to have those brothers and sisters, we got names and numbers, to come back to the mosque, Muhammad's Mosque number 43, this coming Sunday morning at 11 a.m., to have an action plan to protect the children in the community.
Thank you for sharing that, Brother Greg.
Yes, ma'am. That's our solution for now as a result of the George Zimmerman trial. Protect the children in our community, the men and the women out there, doing our own patrol, if you will, under the guidance of Almighty God, Allah, to protect our children from outside predators who would even have the same mindset as a George Zimmerman.
Yes, sir. Okay, and I want to introduce, of course, someone that I know for certain. This is his first time being on, and I had to twist his arm and break his neck. But no, actually, he volunteered, which really surprised me because he's always appearing to be so shy. But my beloved brother from right here in the Southwest region, Brother Carl Muhammad, all the way from San Antonio, Texas, come down front and center, soldier, and introduce yourself.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum, family.
Walaikum salam, brother.
Yes, ma'am. Sister, I just want to say quickly that before I go into what I want to say about this case, first of all, I came out in the Nation of Islam. I'm from San Antonio, Texas, but I came up in Oakland, California at Mosque number 26B. It was just Mosque 26, I believe, then. Now it's Mosque 26B in Oakland, California, with Minister Keith X at the time. Now, Minister Keith Muhammad. And Brother Tony, I remember you coming down quite a few times and getting us fired up, brother. And I saw you at the Million Man March, the Million Family March, I believe, also, and a few other times. But, I know you meet so many people, brother, so I'm sure you don't remember your brother. But all praise due to Allah, brother. It's good to be on the panel with you. And all of y'all, just want to say thank you and Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Kareem.
You know, sister, I was listening to that song and I wrote down some of the words. And the first part that I wrote down was talking about the pain of a nation. And that hit my heart. You see, because when I heard the verdict, instantly it took my breath away. I felt the pain of my son when my son was killed in the hospital, when the nurse wasn't there to administer the tools. He had so many tools in his mouth and in his body from heart surgery. And we went to go eat, and when we came back, Junior was gone. And all the time, I'm always having to tell her, look, you got to, I'm not here all the time. You got to do your job, ma'am. But I'm just thinking about all of the millions of our people, all the millions of Trayvon Martins that are dead, and nothing has been done about it. We sing, we rally, we march, and we pray, and we beg, and we don't got no damn justice. And we're going to go to sleep again, and another brother was just killed by the elderly white man. I can't remember the brother's name. I'm sure one of y'all or all of y'all saw that.
Yes,
is that
sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-mm. So, I'm very upset. But I'm not irrational. But we're dealing with a people who are irrational, who don't give a damn about you or me. Now, we can keep being sweet, but I thought we were soldiers in
Come
the
on,
Nation
now.
Of Islam, the mighty, mighty FOI.
Yes, sir.
Sooner or later, whether it's, if you read the Quran, in the Battle of Badr, if you read the Bible, there are many times that the righteous had to fight. And words are not going to stop this from happening. Prayers are not going to stop this from happening. When are we going to get up and be like men and fight for our children? That's how I want to start it off.
Right on time.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Carl. Okay.
Yes,
well, I listed some talking points, and I really don't really know where to start. But I'm going to start with you, Brother Tony, and ask you about the Trayvon Martin case in particularly, but to me, from the history that I've gathered, that this really, really started with racial profiling. And this escalated into cold-blooded murder. So if you would, could you just speak to that talking point? Because evidently he was profiled being suspicious because he was a black youth with a hoodie on. So, can you speak to that point of how this has perpetuated not only in Florida, but just across the nation. Our racial profiling has affected our black men and our black people in particular.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, you know, dear sister, I thank you for this question. What we are actually witnessing, in my humble opinion, and just going from the words of the minister, we're dealing with a system and a mindset that has been around and alive for 6,000 years.
That's right.
That mindset is the mindset of white supremacy. That mindset is a mind, it's not just in the minds of white people. We now suffer from leprosy ourselves. We now suffer from white-mindedness ourselves. We could sit here all day we want to. That's what you all want to do. Y'all could have it. We could sit here all day and say what Zimmerman have done.
Come on, bro.
I'm not here for that. Y'all can talk. I'm not giving him no power.
Yes, sir.
He don't deserve to have no power. The minister said this of Victor Hugo. He said, if the soul is left in darkness, sins will be committed. The guilty one is not he who commits the sin, but he who caused the darkness.
Go ahead.
They have been working on socially engineering us, the black man, as criminals. And this is another trick from Pharaoh when he said, come on, let us deal wisely with them.
That's right.
See? Now they are concocting tricks. And what I do know, I don't care how angry I get or any of us, you're not more angry than Master Farad Muhammad.
Come on, brother.
And God will never be mocked. I don't care what this cracker have done. I never thought he was going to get no justice.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't upset with what the white man eat. Hell, that's what he's been doing. Come on, y'all. Whoever thought we was going to get some justice in a kangaroo court where the judge gave specific instructions to the jury that made sure poor boy got off. So what you saw happening, sister, is that black men have been socially engineered to look like a criminal. So they are buzzwords that have become synonymous with black youth and criminality. Just our black skin. Crime is synonymous to black. Drugs is synonymous to black. Gang banging is synonymous to black. Robbery is synonymous to black, as if white people don't rob, if white people ain't in gang, if white people don't steal, or if they don't do crime. The biggest crime committed was stealing us. So therefore, we all have been trapped. Because Satan said, I'm going to go from in front of you and from behind you. I'm going to come up on your left and I'm going to come up on your right. I'm going to turn y'all Negroes inside out, upside down.
Come on, brother.
And even when you try to blame me and say, I'm your problem, the Quran in Surah 7 says Satan is going to call back to us and say, I ain't have no power over you, but the power you gave me, I just called you. And you came. So blame
That's
me
it.
Not. Blame yourself. You got a messenger in your midst. You've had teachings after teachings. And you have not heeded the call. So now the winds are blowing on these bones, sister. I'm dealing every day in L.A. It was 19 black men, 19 children killed just this month in L.A. Why we ain't mad about that?
Come on, brother. Come on.
I was at a prayer vigil. The same night that they gave the verdict, there was murdering going on. And when the FOI in L.A. went into the hood where blacks was killing blacks, we went 150 deep. The community was cheering and saying, this is what we want.
That's right.
I'm not giving no attention to no Zimmerman.
That's right.
In 20 years in Los Angeles, we've lost 25,000. 9,000 under the age of 14. You take Newtown, you take Aurora, you take Columbine and multiply that by 800 times, it still don't equal what we've done to each other.
Go ahead, brother.
See, that's what I'm here to deal with, what my leader told me to focus on.
That's right.
See?
Yes, sir.
And I said to the gang members who came out to the mosque in overwhelming numbers, see, what are we upset about? If Trayvon Martin had a walk in Compton, they would have killed him and ate his Skittles. Because he would have looked suspicious, like he's from another gang. And the gang members told me out here, we said the same thing. Say, homie, where you from? And when a brother asks why, because you don't look like you're from here, you look suspicious. And we'll kill him on the spot. And so I see God, Almighty God, Allah, using our beautiful baby, that beautiful baby who shouldn't have been murdered.
Right.
I believe that Trayvon Martin's death is going to give life to a movement.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Because
yes, sir.
The winds now are blowing on the dry bones in Ezekiel, causing us to come together. And the murder of Trayvon has kicked into a genetic pain.
Yes,
we are exacting a mental pain on each other because we have went into agreement with the Klan. And I read a letter to the gangs in L.A. I read a letter to them where the Grand Wizard of the Klan thanked the gang members of L.A.
Right, right.
So what you are seeing, sister, you are seeing us being socially engineered as criminals. And if we devalue our life under white supremacy, we think they are supposed to value our life. We're fighting wars on two fronts. We're fighting
right.
our ignorant brother who think that his brother is his enemy, and we're fighting the real enemy. So we cannot win if we try to fight a war on two fronts. So we're going to attack the dry bones. And the scriptures
That's
say,
right.
after the winds blew on them bones and from them bones stood up an exceedingly great army. And let me tell you, something is happening in L.A. in the streets. And as a result of Minister Farrakhan got us, I'm not going to no Trayvon Martin rally. We're going into the hood to rally
That's
us
right.
together. And it's working. And it's working. We got to do something different. I'm not going to march around in no circle no more in a
right.
in a no justice, no peace trance.
Go ahead, Brother Tony.
And we're using that as a ritual, and we don't never break their peace.
Come on.
And we don't never, so I'm not going to walk around in no circle until we dig a hole to hell.
Right.
We can't keep doing the same thing,
same
over and over again, and getting the same result. That's insanity. Why don't we go and tell the Bloods and Crips, you're supposed to be in God's army, brother. Can't you see that man is killing us? And you doing it too? And when I read that letter from the Klan, the brothers start crying. And I said, it ain't your fault. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan told me to tell you all that it ain't your fault. You're the baddest generation we've ever produced. You're the most courageous youth we've ever produced. So it ain't your fault. It's our fault. And so we have to get out of the mosque, as our brothers say, and take to the streets like the leader told us over a year ago.
Hey, that's right.
And warn our people from their wicked ways so that their blood won't be required at our hand. And so, therefore, I'm trying to save the hundreds of thousands of Trayvon Martins that's happening in the streets of L.A., in the streets of Chicago, in New York, in Cleveland, in Tampa, in Houston, in Atlanta. I believe that this is one of those winds that's going to cause us to unite and do something for ourselves. And I close with this. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, brother, let me tell you something. When the gangs in L.A. stop and unite, the white man will stop.
Yes, sir.
He will stop.
Right on
we'll send a message. He said, just our unity alone will send out a message that will send chills to the very core of his existence.
That's right.
Because he will see that his silly tricks don't work anymore. We're not being no silly rabbit anymore. We're not going to be in his hunting field anymore. And so we got to go wake up these sleeping giants who are born to settle the score of slavery. Born to fix what went wrong yesterday. See, how would they know except they have a teacher? And how would they have a teacher unless someone is sent to them? So I thank Allah for this wind that is blowing, because it's blowing our people right into where the minister wants us to go, as he's being guided by Allah. Our people are finally reflecting and saying, you know what? It's time to separate. You know what?
Yes, it is.
It's time for us to do something for ourselves. You know
yes,
what?
Sir.
It's time for us to tell God to give us justice. Let the white man now do his own bidding. And while he's out in Syria, while he's in Egypt, acting as if he's selling in war in war-torn countries, he's not doing nothing in war-torn urban America.
Mm-hmm.
That's our job. That's the nation's
job.
That's the pastor's job. And I was glad to hear
sir.
My brother say he went out there, no melee, all that old no justice, no peace for TV. This ain't no time to be in front of no damn TV showing out.
Come on, brother.
This is the time to go and save our babies. I love this signal that they sent out.
Right.
So therefore, but we also have to watch the trick, because right after the verdict came, the Republican Party, they stepped in and then start making sure they identified George Zimmerman with the brown man, with Mexicans or with Latinos.
Mm-hmm.
And now a little war has started up out here in L.A. because they turned the angle from them to the brown man.
That's
using
right.
the tricks
right.
of Yaku.
Right.
Throwing a rock and killed our baby while they hiding their hands. And now the black and the brown have went to war out here in L.A.
Oh, man.
We got to see the tricks. This is not about no flesh and blood. This is about principalities and evil wickedness that's in high places. They're manipulating
exactly.
this thing. They're manipulating the hell out of it. And we can't allow our youth to fall victim to these traps. And since I've been on the radio, I mean, man, the mobs have been packed. We're getting ready to have a unity peace rally. You know, so to answer your question, sister, it's all been planned. We've been socially engineered. In fact, Trayvon Martin, actually, the stand your ground law didn't work for him.
Mm.
He was being stalked. He was being followed.
That's right.
He got confronted. He stood his ground and got killed.
That's right.
But that's all right. God is not going to be mocked. He will not be mocked. And so I'm going to follow the leader, because these dry bones in the valley is about to come together. And it's a beautiful thing to see the Panthers walking with the nation. And when
that's
our
right.
people
all
see
the time.
When our people see that, they say, see, that's unity. See?
Right.
So that's what we're going, dear sister. This is a this look. Allah himself has started in helping us in the process of the resurrection of the dead. Now it's time for us to go pluck the fruit from the street and sit them in the mosque, or sit them in a conscious church, or sit them in front of our brothers who got sent that are Black Panthers. Sit them in front of consciousness now, because they ready. The youth is waiting on something to do. So that's what
right.
I have to say about that. But I have to say, too, that we suffer from the white, from the mindset of white supremacy. Let me say what I heard on the radio, a skit a white boy did on the radio on one of these angry white boy talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
He came on the radio. He said, I don't understand. What are you all so mad at us about? Then he said, oh, God dang it, I'm sorry. I know where y'all are mad. The only job we gave y'all was to kill each other, and damn it, we took y'all's job that day. He said, because y'all don't get mad when you do it. But when we do it, and when we call you the N-word, when we call your women B's, when we call your women H's, you get mad. But if we just let y'all do it and get out of y'all way, y'all will help us to get rid of y'all. He said,
Sad
so I want to, so the white boy said, so I want to apologize for George Zimmerman taking your job. So what we're going to do to make up for it, we'll send a box of guns into all the inner cities of America and get out of your way.
Hmm. Man.
Oh, my.
What was this at, Miss Tony? On the radio?
It was on the radio. A brother called me. I don't even listen to the radio. And I turned. He just did a little sketch. But look, what are we mad about? Because we don't show that same anger when black on black do it.
Right.
I'm standing at a press conference today with these black mothers who are hurting, who saying, y'all ain't showed us no love at all. 80 mothers who, victims, who the murderers have hurt their children have not even been arrested. But yet, we going crazy and looking for some justice from white people? Nah, we got to give ourselves peace. We got to bring justice to our own community.
When
these young gangsters see the nation, the pastors, and those of us, when we roll into their hood, man, they run up and shake our hand. They've been looking for a movement.
That's right.
That's right.
They ain't mean. They be putting on a front like they tough. When you go and confront them with love, it breaks them right down. Ain't nobody ever called them brother. And even when they try to be tough, I grab them anyway and pull them to me and say, "What's up, brother? Man, I've been looking for you for a long time, homie." And I've had a couple of them just break down and hug me because they putting on a front. They acting. They caught up in a false valence. They caught up in the wrong idea. So
right.
We now have to break their agreement with hell.
Mm.
And then we can say, "Oh, grave, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting?" See?
Mm-hmm.
No, we got to stop the white man that we have started to be. And I'm telling you, it's working. So we need to be moving out through the hood. I ain't going down and tear up nothing because we only tear up our own community.
That's all.
So I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry to hurt some of y'all feeling the white man. I'm done with all that. I'm talking about the white man that's hiding inside of my brother. That's the one
on
I got to get rid of.
Exactly.
I'm talking about the white man that's in my brother's head. I'm talking about that KKK that's in his head with a string running to the white man's hand. He's on nigger killer remote control.
Come on.
That white boy woke me up today when
wow.
He said that.
Yes, sir.
He said, "What are y'all mad at? Oh, my bad. Y'all mad because we did y'all's job. That's something y'all normally do. And y'all doing a better job at it than us."
Okay. Wow. Thank you, Brother Tony. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Brother James.
Yes, ma'am.
Give me your opinion on what's really going on with our people. What is the outrage and the enrage really about?
Well, dear sister, obviously the outrage is that which is based in an unreal expectation of the administration of justice to our family. I'm right with our student minister, Tony Muhammad, in regards to the quote-unquote surprise and shock that we experience as a result of the revelation of that which we knew would be handed down.
Come on now.
I want to, if I may, quote the minister's words regarding the death of our brother Trayvon, and I also want to speak to a principle that we as a people have been ignoring, even though this principle of knowledge has been trumpeted by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and many members of the Nation of Islam for 83 years. The minister writes, "This young man, Trayvon Martin, beautiful young man in the States, shot down by a community captain that followed him and said these a-holes. He's, Mr. Zimmerman's, telling you that he doesn't like the person that he's following. He shoots him. Now, I talked to the mother, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan says, and I talked to the father, and I told them that this precious child is a nail in the coffin of white supremacy, and his beauty, his peaceful demeanor, his sweetness has touched all of us who saw his face. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said this in an earlier address in Trinidad. Minister Farrakhan talked to the victim's mother, sharing how scripture offers a picture of the crucifixion of Jesus, as a way of redemption for others. Some people, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan wrote, die for the benefit of others. I said, your child died that the sleeping masses who have been killing each other, as Minister Tony so brilliantly and passionately outlined, would rise up and say, enough is enough. And today, all over America, now people are rising. So stated the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Now, the principle to which I was referring, which has been taught for 83 years, again, by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, is the nature of the people with whom we are dealing. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told you that the nature of these people is the nature of Satan, the nature of the devil. And it is written in Scripture when they were confronted by Jesus and they tried to tell him that they were the seeds of Abraham or the children of Abraham. He told them unequivocally and with no qualification, I know you.
Come on.
You are of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father ye shall do. He was a murderer in the beginning. In the beginning, meaning from the inception of his make, and abode not in the truth. He said he's a liar. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. What do you mean his own? Meaning his very nature. When he speaketh a lie, he speaks out of his nature because he's a liar and a murderer and the father of it all. So then what can we expect? Even good laws that they happen to sanction on the books and try to enforce, even good laws work to the detriment of our people. I was reading in the study guide number 16, authored by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Right.
When he stated under the title, The Ultimate Goal.
Yes, sir.
He said, the essence of divine law is love. The goal to which the law leads, if properly applied, is love. Well, what is the converse of that? If the people hate those upon whom they are enforcing the laws and on whose behalf they are making the laws, then it is not love that is the essence of that law. It is hate that is the essence of that law. Now, I listen to the words of our president, our brother president, and I use the word brother advisedly. He stated, let me just find it if you give me a moment. He stated, well, earlier he said to the heir of the Republican Party or ire of the Republican Party and whites, if he had a son, he would look like Trayvon.
Right.
The death of Trayvon Martin was a tragedy, he said, not just for his family or for any one community, but for America. I know this case has elicited strong passions, he continues, and in the wake of the verdict, I know those passions may be running even higher. But we are a nation of laws, and the jury has spoken. These are the words of President Obama. Well, Mr. President, I'm sure you didn't read in the scriptures that you profess to follow as a Christian in Psalms 94, the 19th and the 20th verses. It reads, "In the multitude of my thoughts within thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law?" I'll say that again. The throne of iniquity, which frameth mischief by a law. This stand your ground law is mischief making on behalf of the mischief maker and the bloodshedder. He frames laws through which he can destroy the very people that he professes the law is made on behalf of.
That's beautiful.
And now I want to talk. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that in the process by which a law comes into being, he said conditions or conditionalities form beliefs. And these beliefs then grow or harden into attitudes, and the attitudes are then codified into law. Well, what are the conditions of black people in the perception and position of white people? That we are nothing more than animals, that our life does not equal in value the life of their own. And so when we die at the hands of them or at the hands of ourselves, it means nothing. It's just another nigger, or like, as Brother Tony says, some of the gang members would say, one less nigger to deal with. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has also taught us,
come on,
that when these laws are implemented, the undergirding force, the motivation, is to impede the growth of black people and to ultimately destroy them. This is what we must understand. This is as a result of the unique and distinct circumstances surrounding the making of these people who are making the laws. The nature of them is evil. The nature of them is injustice. The nature of them is inequity. The very nature of them dictates to them that they can never accept a peaceful and egalitarian coexistence with people of color. They must dominate, or the people of color must die. And some of their own scholars attest to this mental condition. And so when we go to the root of these people, then we know what to expect. This is why Brother Minister Tony is saying he's not surprised and wonders why we're surprised. He's not surprised because he's under the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, as they are given to us by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We know what to expect at the hands of this grafted devil.
Well, teach on that.
And so therefore, I'm with you, Brother Student Minister, as I close. We should be focusing on extricating, exorcising this demonic mindset in our own people.
That's right.
But surely, he has a grip inside. The external devil is nothing if there's no internal devil he can conspire with. So once we exorcise the internal devil, then the external devil will die a natural death. He's a mischief maker and a bloodshedder by nature, and there's no reason for us to think that a mischief maker and a bloodshedder in the final analysis will do anything other than create mischief and cause, as it is written in the Holy Quran, the shedding of blood. Thank you for allowing me these words. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, sir. Okay, my brother's on fire tonight. And please, people, hold your questions. We're going to let everybody go around the table. We're going to take questions for those of you who are online. If you're trying to get online and you can hear me, please go to my Google Chat. I have room open in Google Chat to take your questions. If you have them, please type them in. If you are on the phone and you have a question, please press 1 on your dial pad, and we are going to take your questions in just a moment. Okay. Well, Brother Carl, you kind of started us off, so I'm going to go to Brother Greg. And Brother Greg, you know, just overall, your personal opinion, you know, what is the outrage about?
Well, overall, the brothers and sisters in our community, both black and brown, Latino and or indigenous, because fortunately in the Midwest, in this part of the Midwest, in Columbus, Ohio, the blacks and the browns are in unison. They're not vibing off of that. They saw that same news that Minister Tony Muhammad talked about in terms of the clash between brothers and sisters, black versus brown, on the West Coast. But they did not react to that. They don't even see the brothers that I've talked to that are of indigenous descent or Latino. They don't even see George Zimmerman as a Latino. And his mother is actually Peru. His mother's actually from Peru. She's not Mexican. So they don't even, the Mexicans that live in Columbus, Ohio, the Puerto Ricans and the Dominicans that live in Columbus, Ohio, don't even see him as a Latino. And we are all coming to the consensus of what we preach all the time, teach all the time within our 10-point program plan here from the Black Panther Party Power Movement, point number 7, that the brothers now see why we want an immediate end to police brutality, whether that policeman is legitimate with the badge or is just an individual in his mind that think he's a police.
That's right.
Yeah, we want an immediate end to the police brutality and murder of black people and other people of color and all oppressed people inside the United States. We believe that this racist and fascist government of the United States uses its domestic enforcement agencies to carry out its program of oppression against black people, other people of color, and poor people inside the United States. And we believe it is our right, therefore, to defend ourselves against such armed forces, that all black and oppressed people should be armed for self-defense of our homes, communities, within our homes, within our communities, against these forces. And not always necessarily with armor and guns, but also utilizing and calling upon the spirit of the Creator to utilize some of those forces of nature as a weapon against this beast who is coming against our people in insurmountable ways of evil as it is going forth in this part of the 21st century today. So we're calling for all kinds of weaponry. We need to be, as men and as women in our communities, we need to be on that same front line of warfare that they're putting against us. They're using all kinds of weapons of warfare against us, not only in the physical, but in the information age and in the psychological. We need to combat that with the wisdom of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, from my personal perspective. Now, all the brothers and sisters in my camp they're not all Muslim, they all don't follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but I sent out a mandate that we will be defenders of Farrakhan, the Black Panther Party Power Movement, and so they follow my instructions thereof. And in following the defense of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, you have to be trickled in with the knowledge of our Christ, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we simply follow what we know to follow, and as we've always known to follow over the years and decades, we can solve our own problems, I personally believe, within the next 8 to 10 years or less. And we really, really need to push for that land grab. We need our own land grab. We need to have our own states.
That's right.
Sister Ava Muhammad, the Honorable Sister Ava Muhammad, in my personal opinion, has been constantly teaching here as of late about getting those southern states from Texas, Louisiana, to Alabama, to Georgia, into the Carolinas. Those are ours. And we need to start doing what it is to do. That's what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has instructed all of us to do, and making that happen. We have to make a reality for our children to leave our legacy in all seriousness. We don't really have black communities. We occupy space, but now it's the time more than ever after this George Zimmerman trial. Everybody should be on a wake-up call to let's move steadily to have control of our own and have the freedom to create our own destiny.
That's
power
right.
to the people.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Power to the people. Oh, I haven't heard that in a long time. That brings back a lot of memories. Wow. Yes, sir. Okay, well, Brother Carl, I know you kind of started us off with a rocket, but if you've come back, if you've landed since that time, do you want to offer anything else before I go to the next talking point? And again, let me remind the listening audience, I don't know. Some people say they can't hear me, and I hope you all can hear me now. If you have questions, type them in into the chat room area. Those of you who are joining us online, those of you who are on the phone, please press 1 on your dial pad. And Brother Ray, if they didn't hear me this time, please send me another message, and I will see what I can do. Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Brother Carl.
No, go ahead, sister, on to the next talking point. The brothers did, everybody did just sensational.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, I said I was going to table my opinions, and I am. I am going to table them tonight.
No, you're not.
But, you know, well, no, it's not going to come out right. Trust and believe me, my headpiece is off. My headpiece is on the floor. Okay, so you don't want to hear that tonight. But, you know, the problem that I have, and I think Brother Tony and I, we were talking about this earlier today. I don't know if I talked to you, Brother Tony. I talked to so many people. But, you know, it's the message. You know, we who are in the Nation of Islam, you know, we talk to one another, you know, we try to uplift and keep one another encouraged. But I want to remind the people that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, when he comes on every Saturday, depending on where you are, 6 o'clock Central Time, 4 o'clock Pacific time, I think it's 7 o'clock Eastern time, you know,
right.
I want to encourage people to tune in, because the minister is not just talking to the Nation of Islam as
right.
far as its membership and its registration, because the Nation of Islam is the black nation. And
That's
what's really really hurting our people is that you are so busy. Here it comes. You are so busy rejecting the messenger that you ignore the message.
Mm-hmm.
You ignore the very message that can save your life. All because
That's right.
you don't like his name. You don't like what you think he represents, because your mama them told you that the Muslims was crazy or whatever. Listen to the message, because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has been talking about separation ever since he started his 52-week series, The Time and What Must Be Done. And why do you think that is? We already know that this bloodshed was coming. But at what cost? At what cost will we keep turning a deaf ear? And I think I share with Brother Tony today, you know, the verdict for George Zimmerman, was not about a miscarriage of justice against Trayvon Martin. But what they really wanted, and this is just my opinion, but Allah has so planted this in my spirit, what they really wanted is for our people to go out and do a replica of what they did during the Rodney King murder so they can get us, so they can catch us in our rage and imprison us or kill more of us, put more of us in the prison industrial complex. It's a setup to play on your emotions, and if you don't think that they will miscarriage justice, and if you don't think that they will kill to get a reaction out of you, to get an opportunity to kill you, to get an opportunity to lock you up, well, I'm sorry, you're mistaken. Because they will. There's no limit to what these people will do to get you, because they have nothing else to do with you but try to enslave you once again. And they're going to use what they call law. They're going to use what they call policy to enslave you. So I wish our people and you preachers.
Come on, sister.
You know.
Come on, queen.
You preachers. Minister Farrakhan is not in competition with you for your flock. Because we, the people, are the children of God. This is not a competition for your congregation or for your membership so you teach a message that is contrary to what he's saying, or you get up in your pulpit and you talk about how wrong he is. And you talk about how Jesus is the Savior and the Muslims are believing in Farrakhan. Well, you better take a look again. You better know who Farrakhan is.
Come on.
That's right.
Come on.
You talking about Jesus saves. Jesus was a man. What does he supposed to look like? People waiting for the sky to bust open and some white man to come down here on wings. You foolish. You have to take a responsibility in saving our people, and you sitting up there and you guiding them straight to hell with lies and with the rejection of truth. But now that's all I'm going to say at this point.
Go ahead, queen.
No,
come
I'm done. But
all praise is due to Allah.
Let me do this. Let me take a couple of questions and then we'll come back. Okay, Florida is in the house. 813, your mic is live. 813-239. Okay, going once, going twice. Okay. Area code 615. You have a question or comment?
Assalamu alaikum, family.
Ramadan
alaikum.
Ramadan Kareem,
brother. Yes, sir. I just have a comment. When Zimmerman said that God wanted him to kill Trayvon, you stop and you look at that. And look at what we're taught that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, come out of her. He didn't say go find the exclusive white community and go live in. He said come
out. That's right.
Maybe God did want Zimmerman to kill him. Maybe it was to show that it don't matter where you live at. These people are still who they are. They're still your enemy. You're not going to be safe in a gated community with your enemy because they don't like you anyway. So it's just that we really need to wake up and understand the time. And like the minister is saying, every single week he's telling us what it is. But our people are so, hard-headed and want to make a friend with somebody who ain't trying to be your friend. Do we need to see and to understand that this man is who he is? Man is a man of sin, and he don't want to do anything but take us out. So, of course, he going to let Zimmerman go. Of course, he going to let anybody kill us and do evil to us, let him go. We better be able to start looking and understanding. You know, just like somebody asked me, well, you know, are you going to protest because Zimmerman? No, I'm not. No. No, I'm not. I'm not going to go out there and do something stupid because if Trayvon's father really understood, and I happen to believe he did understand, but he chose to go live in that community with them thinking I'm better off because I'm in a gated white community. And so now because he made that decision, his son is no longer living. And we got to be able to look at our decisions that we make because we make conscious decisions to go against the will of God. And then when that punishment comes down, then we be sorry and want to blame somebody else because we want to be ignorant and stupid and not listen to what is real and then complain. And then he had a nerve to ask me, well, don't you want, let's go look. Why do I want to go look for Zimmerman? His father was with him in the courtroom. And if he didn't do nothing to him, why in the hell would I? We got to really understand that. The only justice would have been is for Zimmerman to be dead. And if his own father, if Trayvon's father was not ready to do that, and we go out there stupidly and do that, I guarantee you after you do it, his father will condemn you and say he's sorry for the Zimmerman family. So we can't be stupid. If he won't go defend his own, don't you? And go to jail and he'll repudiate you.
Huh.
So I say we need to be wise about what we talking about and what we thinking about doing. Because a lot of that don't make no damn sense at all. You ain't going to get away from what God has said. Separate. And if you separate, painful chastisements will come to you. This is a wake-up call. We better understand what it is.
Come on now.
There will be many, many more. Thank you, family.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And that, of course, was Brother Maurice Muhammad from the Defenders of Farrakhan, five-star general. Thank you, Brother Maurice. Very passionate about this case. Wow. All right. Area code 234, 234-201. Your mic is live. You have a question or a comment?
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Kareem. And who is this?
This is Brother Albert Muhammad.
I know it.
Yes,
that's my big brother from Ohio. Yes, sir.
Yes, I got a question, and I'm just going to try to get straight to the point. But there's a couple of things I might want to say, and I'm not going to take that long with it. I listened attentively to each individual that spoke, and I heard the heart of the individuals that spoke. Sister Gidget, you said something when you spoke, and that was, one, the preachers that preach in the manner that they do, it's one of the biggest struggles we're going to have. That's number one. Number two, we, the followers, the believers in the Nation of Islam, the followers of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, we are responsible for our people.
Come on.
We need to understand, family. They are blind, deaf, and dumb. Blind, deaf, and dumb. And these things that are taking place, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad predicted this to take place. He said that the blood will rise to the horse's bridle. So shall it be the coming of the Son of Man. We know that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan He's that one. But family, what can we do to convince our people? Real quick, in 1969, former President Richard Nixon made this statement. The whole problem in America is really the blacks. The key is to devise a system that recognizes this while not appearing to it. To devise a system to deal with what he considered the problem of America. Brother Tony in L.A., as he was speaking in reference to the Bloods and the Crips, there was an FBI agent that worked for the candidate, Al Gore, during Al Gore candidacy, who along with the FBI and the CIA, and many of us know this history, went into some of the strongholds of American cities and supplied our brothers and sisters with the materials and the hate to assist in creating this system. So my question, family, is what are we going to do to refine and revive our people and bring them back? Because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan did say this. I don't remember the exact year, that the doors of the mosque were closed like the doors of Moses on that boat when it closed.
No.
And once the doors closed, all those out there that's lost is lost. The minister said that the dead bury the dead, but at least, family, we have to strive harder, attend to the minister's lectures every Saturday, every chance we get to go to our people with humility and love and help them understand what you were saying, Sister Gidget, how these preachers and these pastors are misleading the blind for whatever material reason that they're doing it, but we are responsible, family. Somebody tell me, or the listeners, what is it that we can do? Thank you.
Okay. Well, Brother Tony, you want to take on Brother Albert's question?
Well, Brother Albert is first of all, thank you, dear brother. You know, you are absolutely right, and we're doing it. You know, this time last year in the same month, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who was given the spirit from on high from his father, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Master Farad Muhammad, led us into the streets. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And 162 cities was activated. And as a result of that activation, look at what he had us to do. He had us to sprinkle the seeds of love accompanied with truth. Well, we went out into the streets in Ohio, out into the streets in Jersey,
yep,
out into the streets in New York, out into the streets in Georgia, in Texas, in California. And we've been doing that week after week after week without fail. And in some cities, we do it 3 and 4 times a week. Now, we're in the harvest, brother. See? So now God is answering that year-long fertilizing of the minds of our children. And the minister said this to me. He said, brother, just keep dropping it out there. Allah will create the circumstances. He said, and one day you're going to go to the mosque and you're going to see the people coming into the mosque in study groups and company.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See? They know who we are. We just go out there and stop putting our time on when we think our people should get up.
Mm-hmm. Come on,
brother. Because in many of our cities, hell, if our people woke up overnight, we would mess them up because we're not ready to receive them.
Mm-hmm.
So why ask for that which you are not ready for?
Well.
So why don't we allow Allah to continue to harvest and continue to grow, you know, this week? Because I'm telling you, that 52-week series that the minister is doing, he said, brother, I'm now in the homes of the people of the world.
That's
and
right.
And they are listening to me. And at the proper time, they're going to get up and come look for us.
Teach, brother.
See? So let's just get ready. I'm happy watching Allah bake this new ingredients. I'm happy to see him working out our own salvation. It may look bleak. It may look grim. Our only job is to go warn the people of their wicked ways, not to try to convince them.
Teach, brother.
But just go out there and warn them. And when they turn around and look at us, then we need to be about what we teach about.
That's right. That's right.
So as we warning them and they see our example, man, them brothers are consistent. Man, I don't see that brother robbing. I don't see that brother chasing women. I don't see that brother smoking. That brother is being about, and they looking, and Allah going to create the circumstance, and the minister say they're going to know where to, and they're going to run into the arm of the nation of Islam, brother.
That's right.
We are their last chance.
Go ahead, make it plain,
nobody,
brother minister.
But we are their last chance. Why don't we pray to Allah that, please, Allah, remove the impediment out of all of our hearts. Let us stop using
That's
words
right.
to beat up on our people for being ignorant when yesterday we were ignorant.
Come
That's
on,
right.
Come on. That's right.
And now we in the boat and we want to cast stones at the ignorant? No. Be patient.
That's right.
Because the
That's
Honorable
right.
Elijah Muhammad said through Minister Farrakhan, he's going to get us all.
That's right.
I got to have faith in that.
That's right, beloved.
I know he's going to do it. I can't get out there and throw dirt in a glass of water he's trying to get a drink from.
Teach, beloved.
No, we go the way he go. And so, dear brother, you're absolutely right. And all we do is go out there and warn. And when we
That's
in
right.
L.A. march through the streets in ranks, when you see 150, 200 FOI, one behind another one, all we went into one gang area where the A-Trey gangsters was fighting the East Coast Crips, and we walked right in the midst of it, 200 deep, and just stood there. And people came out of their houses crying, taking pictures, had their children to get in the ranks with the brothers.
Yes, sir.
How would they know except they see something different? And we got to be about, we got to go and just follow the instructions of the minister. So, brother, you're right. Just go keep dropping the seeds. Keep dropping the seeds and look at what Allah is doing. And we keep teaching truth. Farrakhan this way. America that way. Farrakhan this way. And whosoever will, there's no compulsion. All I want to do is get to enough people and warn them so that their blood won't be required at my hand. But what I can't do is say, man, why couldn't I convert them? Well, Allah said it won't be you and I converting them. It'll be he who will convert them, maybe at some of our hands.
That's
Just tell
right.
them the truth. Just warn them and walk away and keep coming back and water them. Just keep coming
That's
back
right.
and sprinkle water on them. Keep coming back, sprinkle water. Don't get impatient.
Teacher,
because
Teach.
Allah's time clock is not the same as our time clock.
That's right.
And that's all we have to do. And then pray into the atmosphere. We are going to win, you all. I have no...
Yes,
I'm
sir.
So happy because we're going to win.
That's right.
That's right.
We will not lose. This white man and his world will be crushed.
Crushed.
It's going to be crushed. And Allah is working on it now. So I'm
mm-hmm.
thankful to Allah for all of you, man. Everybody's viewpoint is necessary, is vital, and it speaks to the different entities of certain kinds of mindsets. We
That's
need
right.
it all.
That's right.
Ain't no one way going to get our people. But if all of us are guiding them toward that light called Farrakhan, you may be on a white horse, I may be on a brown horse, but our ropes and lassos are leading our people in the same direction. So, and the ministers say, one day the churches will become mosques.
That's right.
And the preacher who's against him today will be with him tomorrow. We will just
Praise
wait them out.
Allah.
See? They're going to come. They ain't got nowhere else to go. They're going to get
That's
frustrated.
Right.
And when the Baal prophets see that God is with Farrakhan and the righteous, and let me say this when I say Farrakhan and the righteous. There are many followers of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan who's not quote unquote, officially in the nation.
Come on, brother minister.
There are people following him who are not of that fold, but they see him.
Right.
See?
That's right, brother. I'm one of them.
Told us last night, look, man, minister, something happened to the mob, homie. Y'all get out of the way, cuz.
That's right.
Because I ain't ready to stop smoking this weed, but if something happened to Minister Farrakhan or something happened to the mob, we going off.
That's what happened in New York, brother. Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
Those are followers. They just smoke dope.
Yes, sir.
The prostitutes are saying, don't mess with the nation. I love me some Farrakhan, but I'm not ready to give up this lifestyle. Followers.
Yes, sir.
They're police officers who love the minister. Followers. See?
Yes,
we
sir.
Cannot
brother
put
Tony.
People in our little small box of thinking when Minister Farrakhan is the Jesus that's got the whole world in his hand.
That's
come
right.
On,
come on.
That's right.
So he is the Abraham that have cut up the bird and placed it on four mountains, and at the proper time, when he makes the call, it's going to all come together.
That's right. Each brother minister.
Let's just be patient, man, because this is the year of the allies.
Come on, beloved.
And the allies will come together, and you will see us ranging in ranks, man. And the minister said to us in Chicago recently when the regional laborers went into Chicago, he said, brother, don't you all fear nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Allah is going to even use me to help resurrect the people.
Mm-hmm.
He said, he's going to allow the devil is going to come and put his hands on the minister. He said, but as soon as the enemy arrests me, you're going to see the mother wheel go into actions in 12 hours.
Come on, brother.
You will see hundreds of bomber planes over New York, over Chicago, over Jersey, over L.A., over Texas. They're going to go into action.
Yes, sir.
He said, and from them wheels, brother, they can read the minds of everybody. And
that's
cause
yes, sir.
Them to go in any direction God have them to go. So don't worry in our little limited understanding. Just keep teaching the truth. But don't hate our people because they ain't hearing the word like we want them to hear it.
Teach, beloved.
They're going to come around like our sorry behind came around at the
right time. That's right.
Everybody got their own personal spiritual time clock. And the alarm will go off at the right time for them.
That's right.
We just have to keep giving up the wake up. Just keep throwing out the wake up message and be patient.
That's right.
They're going to stand up, and I'm telling you.
But,
you
Mr.
All,
Tony, I got a question. Can I ask the brother a question, sister?
Yes. Go ahead.
But I didn't mean to interrupt you, sir.
No, it's okay.
Yes, sir. This is Brother Carl Muhammad. My question to you, brother, and I'm in agreement with what you're saying and with Brother Mr. James and my big brother with the Black Panther Party.
Yes,
but,
sir.
And of course, the Queen. But my question to you, brother, is this, because I had somebody ask me this question online and one of my family members. And he was saying that, okay, well, what if someone actually killed, Zimmerman killed your own son or your own daughter, a member of your own family? And you know you're not going to get no justice. What do you do? And then I was thinking when he asked that question, you know, come on, all ye Muslims, fight for your own. And
right.
I know there's different arts of war and fighting, but is there ever come a time where if something like this happens to our own, Are we going to not do nothing? That's my question.
Oh, brother. You know, first of all, if Allah said, fight, O ye Muslims, fight for your own, well, he's fighting too.
Yes, sir.
You haven't seen his destructive power?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay. Well, who called that into being? The Son of Man. Who control rain, snow, hell, and earthquake?
Go ahead, Ben.
That's right. See? Who's the one that's causing them tornadoes that wiped out
so many
Caucasian people?
Oh, yes, sir. I've been putting that on my page, man.
Okay, let me finish, brother. So I'm trying to do to you is keep you from... Because we don't have to run into no harm's way. Let Allah, he's going to fight it. And at some point, we don't know when that is going to be, brother. I'm not the general. And I'm
that
not
is
Allah.
Right.
But I will wait on Allah.
Yes, sir.
Because while we waiting, he could be cooking up a hurricane right now.
Right, right.
He could be cooking up some rain and snow right now.
Yes, sir.
There may be a storm that come through and kill 100 white people. And let me
That's
tell
right.
you, the score still won't be settled, but he will not be mocked, brother.
Yes, sir.
So you hold your ground. We got a leader. Hold your position.
Yes, sir.
We got the scope on the enemy. But the question
yes,
has become this, brother. Have all of us killed the devil in us yet?
Come on, brother.
Have we murdered the four devils in us?
No, sir.
How are we going to go fight somebody and we devils ourselves?
Yes, sir.
And if we do go to war with him right now, what are we going to do when we run out of bullets? Tell him time out?
Teach, beloved.
But what I'm saying
yes,
with you, brother, what I'm saying to you is this, brother, whenever it comes, you and I going to know.
Yes, sir.
Because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, when he comes back from that wheel, brother,
teach,
he
beloved.
Is not playing. He said to us, at a point in his development, he's going to order certain things.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not going over that on that phone because we have to be careful with our diarrhea on these phones with what we
That's
say.
That's right.
Because the enemy is listening, and one day we're going to hear some of these conversations in a courtroom.
That's right.
Right.
So those who say don't know and those who know don't. But
Come
I
on,
Brother
Minister.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Minister.
I'm not going to sit here and get nobody excited and be wrong. Running out there in a frenzy, I'm going to wait on Allah, brother.
That's
I don't
right.
know when.
Yes,
it's going to happen
brother.
In his good time. And I'm one
yes,
of his
sir.
Followers, and I'm not going to get ahead of him.
That's right.
Right. No, me
so,
neither, brother. I just asked him, brother.
Well, I
yes,
know.
Sir.
Okay. Look, brother.
All right,
brother,
listen,
hold on, sister. I'm talking through you to the wicked, to the enemy.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
Not you, but there's some people on this phone who would wish we would go that way.
Yes,
right.
yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, we have a lot of questions in queue. And Brother
Thank
Albert,
you, brother.
I hope Brother Tony answers your question.
Let me just say this real brief. I thank Almighty God Allah for the answer, Brother Kobani.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for the question.
Yes, and Brother Albert has a show coming on. He has a conference call this Saturday at 8 p.m. Central dealing with Cain and Abel. And, of course, yours
Come
truly
on.
Will be there. So I encourage you to join Brother Albert. And Brother Albert, can you give us the call-in number for those who want to participate right quick before you go?
I will say this because I don't think I got it, but the call-in number is, give me a second, area code 559-726.
559,
726-1200. The connect number is 333-064. Thank you for the plugs to get it, and we pray a lot that the family will come along. Cain and Abel, who are they? It's Saturday's topic. So Sister Giddy, did you see the video?
Not yet, brother, but I got you, though. I found it, so I will see it when I get off.
Praise be to God. Thank you so much for the plug, man. I'll continue to bless you, sister.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Albert. Love you much. Okay, we're going to take another question. Area code 813. Area code 813. Your mic is live. Going once, going twice. What's wrong with Florida? Florida.
I don't know, sis.
Chicago, 773. 773, your mic is live.
As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum Assalam, Brother Daniel. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Kareem. Yes, I want to state this. When we were out in the community this past Monday, and it was really a shame. Me and a brother was together. We went to this particular house not too far from the Final Call building, and the young man, mother didn't want to come to the door, so the young man came to the door. He was at least about 14 years old. And the brother who was with me asked him about, how do you feel about the Trayvon Martin verdict? And he was like, well, I don't watch television like that, whatever. And after we gave him the Justifiable Homicides DVD and the Final Call paper and took his information down, you know, brother turned to me, he said, you know, that is really a shame, a young brother his age and how, you know, he didn't really care enough that much about it. It was a shame.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And,
well, you know.
And also, to
ahead,
add to that, you know, even an older woman, we came by her door, she put up our house. No. Don't come by my house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, see, that's Willie Lynch all the way.
It is.
Yes, sir. But, you know, a lot of our people, and Brother Daniel, you know, you're in Chicago.
Right.
And I think it was you that shared with me that, was it last week that you all had like 37 murders there? People
yes.
are becoming desensitized to this. And that is what this particular grafted one, you know, this is what he does. He creates an atmosphere to make you like him, to
right.
make our lives seem as though they're, you know, they're not valuable. So now we have the city of Chicago quickly, if not already, becoming the murder capital of the United States, if not of the world already. It's something like New Orleans was prior to Katrina. And
yes, ma'am.
There's no rally, there are no outcries, there's no rage about those murders, 37 murders in a week.
Right.
And we're not crying about that.
And here's another
you
thing,
know,
which is really a shame. They showed on the news yesterday about young people who carry guns, they should give them stiffer sentences. They had a young man on the television was discussing about, you know, the gun situation, and he got caught up with a situation happened over so-called Independence Day when a seven-year-old boy got shot. He was the one that was being pulled the trigger.
Mm-hmm. But then also Chicago just passed a law concealed handguns were
right.
legal now, that mm-hmm. they can carry guns. So that's a setup. That's a setup.
Yes, it is. Like it's like
yeah,
it's an okay corral or something.
The fear in the people to that everybody now is armed. So those who can go and purchase the guns legally, they will. And those that feel like they need to protect themselves because crazy white people got guns and crazy black people got guns, so those that need to get theirs undercover
okay,
are going to get theirs, and this is going to be a city of blood at the end of the day.
Right.
But we have a judge on the scene that has more power than any judge that sits in any court.
That's
so,
right.
That's just how it is, Brother Daniel. But thank you. Thank you for calling in and sharing that with us. Thank you.
You're welcome. As-salamu alaykum, family. Ramadan.
Wa alaykum salam.
Wa alaykum salam. Sister Aziza.
Yes, sir.
Whenever I hear, you know, an expression of that which our young people are falling short of, I mean, that's true, and it is a shame. But we must look at the source of that, the root of that.
Right.
We who are older, we who are the parents, we who are quote-unquote elders, have not passed on the history of our sojourn here in America. And as a result of that, there's no mindset of continuity of struggle.
That's right.
So the blame lies squarely on our shoulders. Our young
That's
people
right.
are the products of what we as elders have or have not done, said or have not said. And oftentimes, older people, parents, since our history is so ugly and so brutal and so painful to recount, we would opt not to talk about it, not to share this with our children. We must remember that we are the only people who every generation must or do start from square one. And our young people are fighting and battling the same enemy that we fought and battled. And unfortunately, it's on the same level. And since we have opted not to prepare our children with knowledge, the knowledge of our history, and the enemy has always prepared his with the knowledge of his history, then there, our children are at a serious disadvantage. So I want to say this to all of us who are parents. Don't shrink from sharing the history of our people and their sojourn here in America to your babies. No matter how brutal, no matter how ugly, no matter how painful, it absolutely will be. They must know what you suffered and what your grandparents suffered and those before them to even get to where they are to enjoy the pseudo freedoms that they're enjoying.
That's right. That's right. Brother,
we've got to let them know. So it's on our shoulders, dear sister. I just want to say that.
No, and may I add, Brother James, thank you, beautiful point. To the brother that I heard in Chicago, we went to an area here in Los Angeles where normally the FOI used to be, used to soldier, used to go in with the papers. Well, we went into an area, and some of the oldest homies knew the nation. We went into an area, and a young brother, 14 or 15, came out and showed his gun and told us, get the F from around here.
Mm.
And one of the older brothers said, hold up, man, that's the nation. He said, who are that? Who is that?
Come
All
on.
I know,
wow.
these N-words
wow.
better get the F out around here. And the brothers started getting around me. I said, move, brother, get up around me.
Mm.
And I said, brother, I want to apologize to you.
Come on, brother minister.
That you don't know us. That's our fault, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the right to be angry
Come on
with
now.
Us. Because your big homie shouldn't be telling you who we are. That means we've been absent in your life.
Teach,
brother. So we gotta take what you're dishing out because we have wronged you. And the minister, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, have told us to go back out in the street knowing that we were going to meet some of you who wouldn't even know us.
Right. Teach, beloved.
I said, but my little young brother, may I please ask you, is it okay if we push our program in this area? Do you know that little dude? He looked at me. He said, man, ain't nobody ever asked me for permission.
Come on, beloved.
And then a big homie said, no, man, that's the nation. Them dudes are all right. And I said, brother, may I give you a final call? And he took it. But some of us wanted to beat him down because, oh, they supposed to respect us. The hell they do.
Come on, brother minister. Teach.
Right. Y'all got to miss me with all of this stuff, man. Like our people are supposed
That's
to
right.
be ready.
Right.
They
don't
supposed to reject us if they haven't seen us.
Yeah, they're young.
Teach, beloved.
And then we take our time. Get away from me with that. Yes, ma'am. See you tomorrow. Come back the next day. That get out behind here or you're going to end up dissipating.
Mm-hmm.
Come on,
because we've been absent from the lives of our people. In and around the mosque in all of our cities, we won't even go two blocks down. But now
see,
the minister
right.
have us going out there. We got to be ready, you know. People are going to speak ill of us. People are going to give us a cursing before they allow us to give them the blessing. Because our people have been betrayed. Everybody who come in the name of help end up betraying our people.
Right.
And that's why the minister got us going in the streets. He's trying to save our lives because we promised that we would help go after the 17 million more. We said our prayers, our sacrifice, our life, and our death is all for the people. Well, the minister, God was about
come
to
on.
Put death on the nation. And the minister made us go back out there and first take the cursing because they're going to say, where the hell y'all been?
That's right.
That's right.
But it's okay if we take it and we be consistent and we ask for forgiveness because the minister said in part 23.
Come on.
He said in part 23 about the youth. He said this is the best generation we have ever produced, and our youth are suffering. He said, and in truth, it's not their fault.
That's right. That's right.
See? So I love it when I see a youth say, told us to get the hell out of there. I said, that's a good soldier right there.
Mm-hmm. Come on, beloved.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Because that man, he don't know who we are. He don't know if we faking it. His big homies knew. But the big homies couldn't tell him who we were because out of sight, out of mind.
That's right.
Right.
So be patient with our people. Continue to go back into those communities. Continue to show that lady who said, get the hell out of here. Continue to treat her with kindness, but don't ever give up on our people. Don't
peace,
ever make excuses
right.
for why our people won't accept us. I walked in Chicago with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I watched the Honorable Minister
yes.
Louis Farrakhan take a sister who was laying down in Chicago. I watched the minister bend down on the ground.
That's right.
And hugged that sister and picked her up. And some of the soldiers were trying to, and she was, I mean, that woman smelled terrible. But my leader held her as if she was a baby, and he squeezed her. Meaning he, and you saw her life was coming into her. And she said, oh, my God, you got to be Christ. And all of us started crying.
Mm-hmm.
I said, my God, what an example. He picked up a woman that smelled like piss.
Come on, beloved.
Come on.
Her fingernails were dirty, sores on her, and he embraced her in the community watching this man.
Teach, beloved.
I said, that's how I got to be.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right. That's how we got to be,
our people attitude is.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how bad they court think. I'll never condemn them. I'll wait them out. Because I kind of hear some condemnation still. And I don't like it.
Teach, beloved.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
We can't save our people if we can't take being cursed out by them. The Honorable
that's
Minister
right.
That's right. That's right.
He said, brother, if you can't take a and give back a blessing, if you can't take being despitefully used and ill spoken of, don't you get into this work.
That's
go
right.
back in the world.
Teach, beloved.
There's plenty, brother,
listen,
from
listen.
Our people.
Right. That's right. Come on now. That's the Savior, brother. Teach
they don't
them.
Know you, brother, but then one day they'll see the God in you.
That's right.
They've been disappointed.
That's right.
So come on, y'all. Come on, let's lift this thing, man. Let's talk about how to save our people, even though they're crazy as hell. Now, they're crazy.
That's right.
Wasn't we crazy yesterday?
Yes,
yes
I
we
used
were.
To laugh at
yes,
the word. When the nation came to my
we crazy today.
As football players, we had some of the football players on my college campus one day. We wanted to jump on the brothers because they came on the campus calling black women sisters and queen and opened the doors. And one day a sister looked at the football players and said, this is the way y'all should be. And we wanted to fight the Muslims. I didn't know what
mm-hmm.
I was looking at.
Come on, beloved. Teach, brother minister.
And now I'm in the nation.
Huh.
That I hate it, I'm in it.
Come on now.
Yes, sir. Okay, listen, we have a lot of questions on the line, and, okay, all of you who cannot get into the chat room, I have maybe 10 openings left on Google Chat, so you can go into Google, and I'm opening up my Yahoo. I don't know how much space I got in there, but get on one of those two. I'm sorry that the chat room may be full at this time. I apologize. And those of you who are just now joining us, I know there are a lot of people coming on the line late, but if you have a question or comment, press 1 on your dial pad, and we're going to take a question or comment from area code 870. 870, your mic is now live.
Wa salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ramadan Kareem.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak, sir.
Yes, I want to talk about how the Honorable Elijah Muhammad put in the fall of America that there is no such thing as law and order. Law is discarded as though it were thrown into to be carried out by savage beasts. Murdering, killing, robbery, raping, and drug addiction are the only law and order that is respected. The police, the detectives, the FBI are all here, but these daring savage acts are committed right before their eyes. We are dealing with a demonic people. They made trouble for 6 months right in heaven, deceiving the ancient original people who were holy. But when they learned just who was causing the trouble, they, as you have learned, cast the troublemakers out into the worst and poorest part of our planet Earth. They were punished by being deprived of divine guidance for 2,000 years, which brought them almost into the family of wild beasts, going upon all fours, eating raw and unseasoned, uncooked food, living in caves and treetops, climbing and jumping from one tree to another. These people, these freakish people, these murderers by nature, from a scientist, Yaku, are doing what they're supposed to do. They fear us. When the police are at the shooting range, they see a black face. We are dealing with the beast of the scriptures. We must wake our people up because a lot of our children are sleeping, thinking it won't happen to them. They deceived our fathers. Now they are deceiving our children. Our life has no value in this white man's world.
Hey, be to Allah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Brother Kelvin. Is this Brother Kelvin?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
You can't beat, you
thank
can't
you,
beat
dear
that,
brother.
That's right.
Thank you, Brother Kelvin.
Thank you, beloved.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And may
Allah.
Your Ramadan be blessed, dear brother.
That was good for me, brother. Boy,
yes, sir.
Like
me also. That's
thank
right.
You.
Yes, sir. Okay, let's get a couple more questions in because we're nearing the hour. Area code 213. Area code 213, your mic is live. Area code 213. Going twice. Okay, I guess they don't have a comment. Okay, so I promised the chat room. Okay, for Brother Greg. Okay, I need my glasses. Okay, is the Black Panther Party across the nation joining forces with the Nation of Islam, or is that just in your area?
Well, the kickoff was for the Black Panther Party power movement. Now, the folk have to understand that there are, in this present day and time, different expressions and different factions of Black Panthers. course, everyone knows about the new Black Panther Party. That's not us. But the Black Panther Party Power Movement kickoff was here in Nationals in Columbus, Ohio, with the Nation of Islam's Muhammad Mosque number 43's brothers here, FOI. But I since then instructed my regional chairmen and regional chairpersons from Brooklyn, New York, to Miami, Florida, to Atlanta, Georgia, to Seattle, Washington, Dallas, Texas, Long Beach, California, the other cities here in Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, Mansfield, Ohio, and Raleigh, North Carolina, as well as we have a small chapter active there in Chicago, Illinois, as well. They've been sending out the mandate to join forces with the FOI everywhere, and as Brother Minister Tony Muhammad so beautifully put it, not no rallies, but get into the neighborhoods, get into the hoods, brother, and get to there with the people, dialogue directly with the people. Our mission has always been into the promotion and the salvation of the people, our people, and all the oppressed and poor people in our neighborhoods, and restore, as the Honorable Yusuf Bunchy Shakur from the Black Soldiers in Detroit, Michigan, so beautifully puts it, restore the neighbor to the hood. So we are on that mission, and we are going to go forth on that mission with the Nation of Islam. And we are actually following, whether one knows it or not, we ride in line with the Nation on this particular issue and all issues in terms of nation building. Whatever the instruction the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan gives to the Nation, such so will be the orders disseminated to the brothers and sisters of the Black Panther Party Power Movement.
Allahu Akbar. Beautiful, brother.
Allahu Akbar, yes.
Well,
we consider ourselves,
as strange as it may seem, you know, y'all all under the Nation of Islam.
That's right. We are.
We affectionately, Sister Aziza, we affectionately call ourselves the Nation of Islam's grunt soldiers. You know, you had them grunt soldiers. Get out there and do the stuff that need to be done, dirty work that need to be done. We get it done.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Okay. Now, we have a question from Beverly. Beverly says that in her personal opinion, no one will ever really know what happened between Trayvon and Zimmerman. It seems like this is just an opportunity for Black people to act a fool. Oh, God. Okay. Whew. Brother James?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to let you handle that. Quickly handle that.
Well, in truth, and when you say quickly, it can be handled very quickly. You know,
no,
the
I'm just saying before
said,
I say something.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the script, and you know I'm a scriptural man from the guidance of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. But the scripture says, the scripture says, justice stands afar off and equity cannot enter because truth has fallen in the street. Now, the truth to which I'm referring in this context is our dear brother Trayvon Martin. No one knows better what happened, the truth of the matter, better than he. But truth has fallen in the street, and therefore justice is standing afar off. However, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that history is best qualified and most attractive to reward our research. And therefore, we must look at the consistency of history in these cases. And from that, the discerning mind can determine through deductive reasoning based in what history has already shown us. We know what happened to Trayvon Martin. And sister, I think, or whoever pulls that statement or question, you know what happened to Trayvon Martin. You just need to face it.
So I don't know the motivation of that person that made that statement, but I say to her or to him, study history. And as Solomon said in the scripture, as I close that point, there's nothing new under the sun. And if there is nothing new under the sun, this in fact has happened before.
That's
and since
right.
it's happened before, we can look at history and we can make an intelligent decision based on deductive reasoning. We know what happened. We didn't have to be there.
That's right.
The same thing that happened with our brother. I'm sorry. I just want to say it's the same thing that happened to our brother Martin Anderson, January 5th, 2006, in these group camps. A 14-year-old brother was literally beaten to death, and the examiner ruled that he died of natural causes. Martin Anderson being another young black child brutalized to death at the hands of our open enemies. So we know what happened to Martin, to Trayvon Martin, and we know what happened to Martin Anderson.
That's right.
And I believe you know, too. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And, you know, let me say this to Beverly. You know, I don't know your race or whatever, your motivation, but let me tell you this. We have a history of this type of brutality. We have a history of this type of lynching. And whether you're black or white or brown or red or yellow, whatever your race creed may be, you know, it appears to me as though you want to turn a blind eye to the injustices that black people in America have faced. This Holocaust is real, and this Holocaust has not ended. And I say it all the time, the worst Holocaust has not been slavery, but it's integration. Because when we decided that wanted to integrate with these people, then this is the result of a blended people between righteous and unrighteous. It's two natures that are constantly combating against one another. So I don't care where you've been, and I don't care what part of the country you're calling from or commenting from, but if you think that racial profiling and if you think that injustice against black people is not real, then I suggest you come out that coma you in. That's what I suggest. So I don't think that comment was even necessary. So anyway, we're going to take a question from Zakia. Sister Zakia says that what are we as women to do since all of our men are gone. So, Brother Tony?
Join the nation.
That's right. Go ahead, brother.
There it is. Okay. Join the nation.
The Black Panthers ain't going to argue with that. Join the nation.
Join the nation. Because there is a man who's heading the nation that can help her with all of her boys through her uncles. Their uncles. And that's who
that's
we are.
Right.
Make all men and boys join the FOI. And
that's
all
right.
girls join the MGT. Ain't no time
that's
for
right.
us to play anymore. Come on and join the nation. Or get into some black organization that's for your people. Go
right.
join them.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And Brother Abba. ABBA says that we went to the streets and we retreated. We, members of the Nation of Islam, must be consistent in order to save our people. I am just a foot soldier. How can I encourage the brotherhood?
Brother Minister Tony Muhammad already answered that question right there earlier.
Yeah. Well, just tell him, don't wait on everybody else to go. He should go. He should
that's
go
right.
and be an example. And when he go, bring three with you. Then go back
that's
out.
Right.
When you come back again, bring four with you. Be the
that's
example.
Right.
Don't say what the brothers ain't doing and you join them and they ain't doing nothing.
Just
come
go
on,
out there and
it.
Do, and you be the example. Be like
That's
Master
right.
Farah Muhammad. He came by himself.
That's right.
Come
on,
and That's he used the multiplying power of the act of his spirit.
That's right.
And he started multiplying himself through others. See? And in Atlanta, Georgia, by the help of Allah, that's what I used to do. I'd go and get them by the 40s and the 50s. The FOI would help me go get my guests.
Come on, beloved.
I didn't condemn them. I said, brother, you got any guests? No. Can I use your car? Will you come go with me to help me go get my guests? And then caught
yeah.
on. Let that spirit catch on. So you be the example, dear brother, and you keep going. And don't wait on nobody else. And after a while, other men of goodwill will join you. Then three will join you. And the next thing you know, the whole mosque will join you.
That's right.
That's right.
Right.
That's simple.
All praises due to Allah. Okay. Lisa says that I lost my son to gun violence over 10 years ago. I can only share the pain of Trayvon Martin's mother and many other mothers who have lost their children. What do we do when the rage constantly burns inside of you and there's never been any justice? The police officer that killed my son is still walking in my very neighborhood that I live in with no remorse in his soul for killing my son, who he thought was violating a law of laundering.
Mm-hmm. Lord, well, sister, let me tell
yeah.
you. Don't you? It may look like he's not suffering. You don't know that. His very mother or somebody in his family, Allah may have caused them to die of an aneurysm. He may have had a child himself that fell off a mountain. You don't know the curse that has visited his family as a result of his wicked hand.
Right.
And sometimes you got to believe in the seen and the unseen powers of God.
That's right.
So your son's death have not gone unanswered. That man, I guarantee you, that devil is suffering. He may be walking around with cancer, unbeknown to you.
Right.
His wife may have cancer. What? His son may have been born with autism, who may end up killing him.
Hmm.
God will not be mocked.
He will not be mocked.
That devil is suffering. Trust me. You see? You got to trust in Allah. If Allah, God said, vengeance is mine, you got to believe that and don't worry about it if he don't show you how he's ripping that man's world up.
That's
but it's being ripped up. Somebody in his family, if not him, is suffering, I guarantee it. I believe in the unseen power of God.
Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay, we have a lot of questions, but we are running out of time, so I'm going to take these two because they've been in here for a long time. Okay, this is from God's Law. How can we encourage our youth to come together even if they're not in the mosque? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Excellent question.
Mm-hmm. Take them to the mosque.
Well, if no one is going to address it, I would like to, inshallah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, go ahead, Brother James.
Well, the first thing we must not do is be judgmental of them. The
right.
first thing we must do is extend our arms no matter what condition out of which they come to us, or whatever condition we see them in. We must extend our arms with love and understanding. We must also take responsibility for the condition they're in. And we, as a community, must dismantle the walls that have been dividing us on the basis of petty and trivial things such as faith expression, titles and labels of religion,
and different political parties and such. We've got to come together as a people, unite our resources, our nickels, dimes, and dollars, and capture our young people out of the streets and
That's
give
right.
them
That's
something
right.
to do. I would say, as I have said on many occasions and on many broadcasts, that with all of these thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of black churches, mosques, and temples here in the borders of North America, and all of the weekly tithing that goes on there, why not use that money as opposed to a building fund? Why not use that money and buy up the empty tenements in our neighborhoods? And then all
That's
of
right.
the
That's
professionals,
right.
Yes, all of the professionals in these congregations, the carpenters, the electricians, the doctors, and so forth and so on, these who boast in some profession, why not bring our children into these centers or buildings that we have bought up and fixed up and make them our apprentices, teach them. Don't worry about any accreditation from the enemy. Hell, he's never going to accredit what you and I do.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
So let us teach our youth and offer to them a stipend while they are studying until we can reorder their priorities. That's what
Beautiful.
We can do. With our youth. Our youth have to see hope in us, not condemnation in us of them, but they have to see hope. They have to feel love. And Brother Tony, Student Minister Tony just laid it out exactly what the mindset of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is, and that is the mindset of a savior. A savior. And remember,
right.
if we condemn the fruit of our loins and the fruit of our womb, let me tell you, we're condemning our future.
Come on.
I don't know about you, but there may be something after we stop breathing. I don't know.
Yes, sir.
But I do know that I am extended into the future through my children.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful.
So that's what we need to do with the youth. Make, be an example for them. Be a loving example. Where they are fatherless, be a father. Where
wow.
they are parentless, be a parent. Where they
wow.
are mentorless, be
oh.
a mentor.
Okay. That's right.
And they
oh.
will follow our example, but only if they can see and feel and know sincere love. And I'll close
yes,
my answer on that point.
Okay,
Beautiful.
Last question from the for the night from Sister Vanessa, who says that the minister has long been talking about separation. When is the nation going to separate? Okay, that's all I'm going to say after. I'm not going to read the rest of that. Go ahead. Come on, Brother Tony.
Well...
Come on, Brother Tony,
well,
please hurry up.
Yeah, I mean, no, yeah, you're right. I mean, look, separation is a process. We've already separated. You know, separation have to start on the spiritual level first. We've separated
That's right.
from him. We've given him back his God and taken on our original God. The nation has already begun the mental process of separating. We've given him back his name. We've given him back his lifestyle. The nation of Islam has already begun to separate. They can't come to our mosque meetings. So we've already begun the separation while Allah is working out our total separation. So that process, it takes a process. The children of Israel didn't separate from Pharaoh in 1 year. It took 400 years and a man like Moses who came with a rod. It took for Allah to send plagues into Egypt. Well, that prophecy is going to be fulfilled in our lifetime.
Come on, Brother
Minister. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he is ushering in the separation. Because
That's
God
right.
still has to show mercy
even to the enemy. And so the minister is going to offer him every extended leaf of mercy until he don't have any more, and then God is going to force the entire separation. Dear sister, the nation is already separate, and that's why the man don't bother us. They bother y'all.
Come on, beloved.
Yes, sir.
You don't see the white man a fucking Muslim in the nation of Islam. He attacks our brothers who are Negroes. You don't see harm coming to us like you see harm coming to those that's not under the banner or under the flag of Islam. We've already been given our flag, and we have our independence. See? So that's already being worked on.
Teach, beloved.
So the question is, when are you going to separate from him spiritually? When are you going to separate from him mentally? When are you going to give him back his mind? When are you going to give him back his name? When are you going to give him back his lifestyle? See? You can tell us. You can tell the fruit of Islam. You can tell Minister Farrakhan followers. But I can't tell the follower of some of these other leaders. But we are distinguished because Islam dignifies us and it distinguishes us from every other group. Therefore, we've already separated.
That's right.
That's
right. Praise be to Allah. Ooh, Allah. And you know, let me just close with this. You know, listen. Whether you want to join the Nation of Islam or not, it's not the factor. The factor is that you have to understand that Islam is a way of life. We're not a group. We're not just an organization. Islam is a way of life. And Islam begins with the works that you do with yourself.
Right.
Mere faith accounts for nothing unless it's carried into practice. So we are constantly striving. We are constantly trying to get into the elevated thinking of God. And that is something that a person has to do on an individual basis. There's no time set for that. However, you have to have the desire in your heart. So it's just like being addicted to a drug. Whatever your bottom is, sister, whatever you get tired. And I don't know if the Trayvon Martin case is going to make you tired. I don't know if it's going to take them kicking in your door, killing one of your babies, or you seeing some of your neighbor's children laid up on the grass dead. I don't know what it's going to take for you. But I tell you what, I'm not talking to our babies. And when I say our babies, I'm going to go from my children's age range, from 35 on down. I'm not even talking to you. But for those of us who are 35 on up, who got a little history on our shoulders, who have been able to bear witness to the atrocities that have been put upon our people, for those of us in that generation who are turning a blind eye, who are being foolish, who are still marching in the street talking about we shall overcome, it's time out for that because our babies are frustrated with you because they want to know, how did you get to this state? How did you become so tolerant of this? And you wondering why they so rebellious, because they're rebelling against unrighteousness, the unrighteousness of the laws of the land, because they know in their spirits that they are gods.
Come
and
on.
They know in their spirits that they deserve better, and they looking at you that has raised them and wondering, what is wrong with you? Why are you conforming to this? When we know in our nature and in our gut it's not right, and we're willing to die for it, but you sitting up here begging and groveling on the ground just to be a part of it. That's
Come on,
not acceptable to our children today.
Jesus.
And they are going to make us shame. They're already making us shame because it's them that's dying on the front line every day, and we closing in behind our houses and getting on our prayer rugs and sitting down praying and crying and shouting and foaming at the mouth with no results. We're not putting forth any effort to do the work. And I'm talking about y'all 40, 50, 60-year-olds.
I hear you, sis.
It's time for us to go to work while we're able.
Right.
We have a responsibility to this generation that's coming up behind us. What in the hell are we going to leave them? We have to be the example. They are trying to eradicate our future. And if we don't give them the life-saving teachings, then they are going to die. But the blood is going to be on our hands. I'm not going there with you.
Come on, sis.
I refuse.
Man, I love it.
So before we close out, I'm going to go around the table one more time. Last closing remarks. Come on, Brother Carl. Close and tell us what you want to tell us before you go.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum.
I just wanted to say,
forgive me to all the panelists and those who may have heard my remarks earlier, but from hearing from my brothers and yourself, it shed a new light on me because, you know, I was so upset, and don't think that I was surprised in the verdict, because I never was. I know how the beast works. But just the anger and the great pain I felt, and I know that this pain is not just within myself, it's all over this nation. Even before this, we've been bearing a lot of pain and going through a lot of sorrow. One thing about our people, we know pain. But yet we're still here. So I just want to thank y'all for helping me tonight to remember and to pay more attention to what the minister is saying.
Right.
You know, and so I want to thank you, Brother Minister Tony, Brother James, excuse me, brother.
That's all right, and, beloved.
Yes, sir. And my brother, Brother G.
Yes, sir.
And,
Chairman G,
and,
too, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And our sister Queen Aziza. So anyway, I just want to say I appreciate it. And
we love you, brother. And I'm glad we're all on the same team. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Unity is power.
Okay. Brother Greg, any last comments? Thank you, Brother Carl.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Once again, our unity is power. And it got to be seen in the hood. If they don't see us, out of sight, out of mind, just like Brother Tony Minister Muhammad said, we got to get more prevalent.
Yeah.
And we got to go to where they are. Consistently. Unity is power. All power to the people.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Power to the people.
Okay. And Brother James?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to close with reading some of the words of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad found in that historic book, Message to the Black Man in America, on page 229, under the title, A Nation of Our Own. And he writes, "The poor slave, after his masters let him go free, his first problem to solve was securing a home of his own for the first time. He must now do for self. Master is no longer responsible for him. He must solve his own problems. He must now realize that he must work hard to be equal of other nations. He must also remember that justice and righteousness is his defense, and wickedness is his enemy, and the downfall of his government and his people." And there's so much more. And anyone that doesn't have this book, run and get Message to the Black Man. Thank you, Sister Queen Aziza. And I'll close on reading those words.
Thank you. And, of course, our Western Regional Student Representative, Tony Muhammad, take us home.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I too kind of want to follow suit. First of all, thank you so much.
That's right.
Queen Aziza, for, you know, allowing us and keeping us into these channels. Because,
right.
you know, we got to blow that trumpet. And the Honorable
That's
Minister
right.
Louis Farrakhan has said that with his Twitter army, with his blogging army, with his webcast radio army, he said
mm-hmm.
that the truth is going out in the atmosphere and it will not come back void.
That's
it
right.
will begin to reshape the thinking, the mood, the attitude of our people. So don't us for one time think that what we're doing is not significant. It is very
right.
significant. I close with these words from the Time and What Must Be Done, Part 23 lecture. When the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan gave these words that you normally don't hear this side of Dr. Martin Luther King, where Dr. King wrote or said, and I quote, "The policymakers of the white society have caused the darkness. They created discrimination. They created slums. They perpetuated unemployment, ignorance, and poverty. It is incontestable and deplorable that the black Americans have committed crimes, but they are derivative crimes," he said.
Jeez.
"What do you mean derivative crimes? These crimes are born of a greater crime of white society." Mm. "So when we ask the black man and woman to abide by the law, let us also declare that the white man does not abide by the law in the ghetto. Day
true.
In and day out, he violates welfare laws to deprive the poor of their meager allotment. He flagrantly violates building codes and regulations. His police make a mockery of the law. He violates laws on equal employment and education and the provision of civil services, the slums, are the handiwork of a vicious system of white society, and Negroes live in them but do not make them any
That's
more
right.
than they are a prisoner who's made in a prison."
Mm-hmm.
See? So that's where we are, and we are at that time. That it's time for us now, because we done tried everything. We look,
Come on,
we've tried everything. We've tried praying in. We've tried sitting in. We've tried talking in. We've tried studying in. We've tried singing in. We've tried praying in. We've tried everything. But we have not tried Islam.
Come on, baby.
Islam is the natural religion of the black man. So we
it
might
is.
As well now take heed. Give me that old-time religion. If it was good enough for my mothers and fathers when we were independent, building our own reality, I think
Jeez.
It's good enough for me now. I think I'm going to give up that old rugged cross and get me
Come
a
on,
star
brother
and a
Tony.
Crown. It's time now for me to walk to the drumbeat of the Pied Piper of this time. And who is that man? Who is
Come
the
on,
Christ
brother.
In our midst? Who is that man that the Jesus of 2,000 years ago said he was going to send another one? And that man to me is in Chicago, working out our salvation.
That's
let
right.
us, tune in to the voice of reasoning coming from Allah through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Louis Farrakhan.
He is your
right.
Savior, and he is mine. And
That's
Allah
right.
has raised him to be our leader. And
That's
so
right.
I say to all of us, man, let us unite on a black cause and set our
yes,
own
sir.
Goals of reality, and let us now unite with other black organizations, and let's go save our children in the name of Allah.
That's right.
Allah wa
All praise
yes,
to Allah.
All praise is due to Allah. Okay. Well, I want to thank the listening audience, all of you who joined me on Yahoo, Google, and Blog Talk Chat, all of you who called in and who are still on the line, even though we're 25 minutes over. Thank you all for being patient and staying with us. This was a very, very profound profound, much needed message that we received from our panel. So I want to thank Brother Carl Muhammad. I want to thank Brother Gregory Gibson. I want to thank Student Minister James Muhammad. And of course, I want to thank Student Minister Tony Muhammad for all of you for joining me tonight, for bringing this knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to the forefront for our people. I want to encourage all of you, regardless of your religious sector, to tune in on Saturday, 4 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. Eastern, and I'm not mistaken, it might be 5 p.m. Mountain Time, to NOI.org, and listen to the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan's message, the time and what must be done. This is for everyone, even you white people. So please tune in to that and join us tomorrow at 8 p.m. right here. And Student Minister James will be back expounding on the time and what must be done, part 27. Oh, yeah. He's all geared up for that.
Praise is due to Allah.
Listen to him. Listen to him. Tune in.
And
this man, he's got the baddest radio ministry in the Nation of Islam.
That's
right.
Proud of
it, Brother Tony. All praises
due
to Allah. Yes, sir.
Okay. And join us on Saturday at 8 p.m. for Young, Gifted, and Black. We're going to learn about the historic contribution that Chicago has made to our black music industry. And on Sunday, join us at 6:30 p.m. with Brother Vernon Muhammad out of Columbus, Maryland, as he talk about no romance without finance, building our economic development. And on Monday, 8 p.m. Central, join us with Brother Kareem Muhammad out of St. Louis, Missouri, with Conscious Black Nation. I forgot what he said he was going to be talking about, but you know it's going to be good. And on Tuesday, Brother Jihad Muhammad out of Atlanta will be right here with us at 8 p.m. Out on the front line with the Fruit of Islam. And on Wednesday, 7 p.m., DJ Black Caesar and Friends. That's our hip-hop comedy show. And on Thursday, I'll be right back here at 8 p.m. with a different topic. I don't know what it is yet. So thank all of you so much for joining us. Thank you, my panelists, Brother Gregory, Brother James, Brother Tony, Brother Carl.
Thank you.
May Allah continue to bless us all with the light of understanding. As we leave you, as we came before you, in our greeting words of peace, assalamu alaikum, one nation, one love. Good night, y'all.
Walaikum salam.
Wow.